Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
You know, we've all had to deal with some uncomfortableness with coworkers in the office before.
Oh, yeah, you're preaching to the choir, brother.
I mean, just looking around the room right now, I can sense some serious tension between Alexis and Jose.
Oh, what? Wait.
I don't think I've even talked to Alexis since she's been in the room.
Well, I know, but the tension is there.
Oh, is it good tension?
I feel it.
I mean, it's strong.
It's strong.
It is strong.
I feel like a silly tension.
I'm sensing the same thing between Brooke and producer Boyd standing on the opposite side of the room.
You guys are both married.
Yeah.
Stop it.
And that leaves me and technical director Chris.
He is pushing all the buttons.
His beard is really good.
He's blushing.
He is. He's blinking at me. I mean, it's kind of weird, but I'm also really into it right now.
You know, this is the best tension this show's ever had.
What is going on?
And I think one of our listeners emailed us because he's also dealing with a little bit of tension at his workplace.
Uh-oh.
His name is Andrew. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Andrew, can you feel the tension in our room right now?
I mean, it's palpable, folks.
Yeah. Oh! So tell us a little bit more about your situation. Who are we going to be calling today?
So we are going to be calling my coworker, Tiffany.
Oh. Mm.
And is Tiffany a superior to you, or is she on equal, I don't know the right way
equal
to say
playing
it,
field.
Equal playing field employee-wise?
We're equal. We're just coworkers. And let me reiterate, we're just coworkers.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh.
So does that mean Tiffany's got a thing for you?
I think so, yes.
Oh, I thought you had a thing for her.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
What makes you feel that way?
All right, so, like, we've worked together for a little while now, and, you know, we're friendly. Like, we work on projects together.
Yeah.
And we have, like, inside jokes and stuff. Like, we called each other Bonnie and Clyde and just, like, little things like that.
Yeah, okay. So she's like, oh, it's my work husband.
Yeah, like your work wife.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, like, I don't know, normal stuff. But lately, she's been kind of flirting with me.
How
like,
so?
Like, overtly. For example, she started saying, hey, handsome, when we pass each other at the water cooler.
Oh, that's bold.
That's a step up.
Yeah.
Right? And then sometimes, like, I'll be playful back. Just, like, I'll give her a wink or something. Because, you know, I don't want to give too much.
It'd be nice.
I feel you, man. Brooke licks her lips every time I walk by her desk. It's really awkward. Yeah, she does. And then she pulls her shirt down just a teeny bit lower.
That's gravity that's pulling my shirt down.
Sorry.
And everything that's underneath my shirt, Jeffrey.
Gravity's just strong around your desk, apparently.
It's really strong with me lately.
When I walk by her, she's like, hey, ugly.
Yeah.
That's not true.
So, and that makes you feel uncomfortable, Andrew?
It does. And I mean, kind of similar to your old situation with the shirts and everything. She made a comment about, she was saying how good my pants look on me.
Oh, dang.
Bro.
I mean, is there any way you could be reading into this? I don't know how when you say, hey, handsome, but.
Yeah, well, because no, Brooke is right. Sometimes I'll go, Brooke, I love your shirt. You look so pretty.
Yeah.
And that's totally like not hitting on her. It's just being
well,
nice.
Now I'm disappointed, but okay.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I totally see what you guys are saying, but like she made super intense intense eye contact with me the other day while she was eating a granola bar.
A granola bar.
Was she putting a
whole thing in her mouth? That is the driest thing that you could possibly eat.
I think handsome flirting. I don't know about that part.
She's just got oats and raisins dripping down onto her dress.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sound flirty, but you should have seen it. Like, you should have seen it.
Okay.
Man, so, Mr. Quaker was uncomfortable.
I mean, I understand that. It's making you uncomfortable. Like, I wouldn't like a guy in the break room saying, hey, beautiful to me, or,
like,
you
eating
know,
a mango. Just
totally. I mean,
I would like it, but I know he's flirting.
Yeah.
I mean, you have every right to tell her, like, too much, lay off, for sure.
Right. And, like, I feel guilty because, like, I've played along. I've made some playful comments and stuff, but I wanted to be clear that we're just coworkers, and I kind of want to just let her down easy before it gets too out of hand. So I'm hoping you guys can help me out and give me some advice or something like that.
Okay. Because you still like her. You don't want to, like, ruin your relationship.
Totally. Like, I really like her. She's a really nice girl, and we have a great time working together, but I wanted to just stay like that.
Okay. Right.
Have you ever considered trying to make yourself less sexy? Like, wear some really ugly clothes? Maybe try eating a giant, like, wet burrito in front of her?
I don't know. If she's making a granola sexy, she may like that.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no...
He can put how much in his mouth?
No stopping the masculinity. All right.
I mean, have you ever had a serious conversation with her before?
I mean... Yes, but not about this. It's just been about, like, life stuff and, like,
politics.
Is she a real emotional person?
I mean, in, like, a passionate kind of way, not in a crazy way.
Okay. Well, I think we can do this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're going to think about it. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Tiffany for you, and you can make your awkward Tuesday phone call. Okay, you sexy granola man.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in for the awkward Tuesday phone call, I'm going to try and recap this really quick because I want to get to Brooke and Jose and hear how bad their advice is going to be.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
One of our listeners, Andrew, emailed us because he's in a little bit of an uncomfortable situation. A young woman that he works with named Tiffany has recently started to openly flirt with him in the office, from telling him he looks really good in his pants to seductively eating a granola bar in front of him in the break room. I mean, I'm interested to know that too. But Andrew needs our help on how to gently let her down and let her know he's not interested in being more than just coworkers. Mm-hmm. Now, Brooke, I know you know exactly what to tell him on how to do this the right way. What do you think?
Thank you. Well, I think first you have to realize that she's going to be really embarrassed, right? Because she's obviously reading your cues the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Like, she thinks you like her and you don't. And so I really think you need to stick to, like, you respect her a lot as a coworker, but you don't do coworker dating. Like, it's just something that is not on your list.
Yeah.
What?
That's just telling us exactly what the situation is.
Yeah. But that's what he needs to tell her. He needs to tell her that
he knows that, but how should he do that?
But that's what he does. He starts with the respect, and then he says, let's keep it as coworkers. I think it's pretty simple.
Wow. Okay.
What is wrong
with
that?
Is that what you were looking for, Andrew?
I'd like something with a little more substance, to be honest.
I listened to the expert.
That was straight. That was straight advice. Okay, Jose, what do you got?
This is what I would do. Get drunk with her.
No, that is going to make it worse.
Here's what's going to happen, okay? You're either A, going to get wasted, and you're both so drunk, it's going to be easy to tell her and let her down. Or B,
you're going to
hook up, and you have a new hookup, dude, and a new friend with benefits.
That's my advice bad, but this is okay.
I'm honestly liking it better than Brooke's advice.
What are you guys talking
At least Jose's advice sounded fun.
Thank you. Yeah, Brooke, I'm not interested, co-worker. Bye. Clank. Awkward Tuesday over.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want the problem fixed, tell her you respect her professionally, but that's all you want your relationship to be.
And then hook up
with her. Okay. All right. And then take shots, apparently.
All right, Angie.
Yeah, do both of our
That's
advice.
The best we got. You feel ready now?
As ready as I'll ever be.
I'm sorry, man.
He's let us down pretty nicely.
Good luck, man.
That's what you get when you call us for help. But here we go. I'm going to dial Tiffany's number and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Tiffany, it's Andrew.
Oh, hey you. What are you doing?
Nothing really. Just, you know, answering work emails. Got some avocado toast here. Nothing crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I had avocado toast the other day, and it was so good. We need to go together on, like, a fun little lunch date or something.
Well, that's, like, what I kind of called about.
What do you mean? Like, you wanted to go on a date?
Well, like, okay, so the thing is, like, you and I, like, we, you know, are really tight at work, and it's great, and it's cool, you know, Bonnie and Clyde, like, that's that thing. But it's, like, getting kind of too flirty, I think.
What do you mean?
Well, like, all right, so, like, first off, I take full responsibility, but, I mean, for example, like, when you were eating that granola bar the other day, what was that?
What do you mean?
That,
I mean,
like, that, it was a lot. The comments about my pants and hey, handsome. Hey, that's, it's like,
everyone
it's
likes
really
to be
nice.
Complimented. I thought you would have liked it.
I mean, I do. I just, it's all making me a little uncomfortable. And, you know, I see you as a really good friend, and I just don't want to ruin that, you know?
I don't really understand.
Look, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm really not. And because I really, really do enjoy working with you. A lot.
No, but this is confusing. I thought that's what you wanted.
I don't know why you would think that. I don't know what, you know, I'm sorry if I gave you that impression.
Wow. This is unbelievable. This is like a little psychotic.
Whoa. Hold on.
Like, seriously, Andrew.
Psychotic? That's a little much. I just said let's keep it professional at work. Psychotic?
Oh, you'd like that, huh? Above the belt during the day, below the belt under the night?
What? What does that mean? We don't hang out at night.
Not yet, but I know you want to.
No, I'm telling you right now that I don't.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, just wait. I'm going to pull this up for you.
Okay, pull what
up? Okay, I'm looking at my phone right now, and there are about 7 messages saying you do. Eight messages saying that you do.
Tiffany, what are you talking about?
I'm going to read you the one that you sent 2 nights ago. I'm not wearing any underwear right now. What about you?
Oh my god.
Worst sexting ever?
Wait, who is that?
Gross, bro.
What are you doing, Andrew?
What's going on?
Hey, why are you...
Tiffany, this is Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning right now. You're on the radio with us.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't swear.
No, it's okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm so embarrassed.
You shouldn't be. Andrew should be if that underwear thing is from him.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, he did. We've been texting, like, almost every night since we matched on Tinder.
What?
You didn't tell us that.
We never matched on Tinder?
Why are you lying? We did, like, a month ago.
What?
Wait. Your Tiff from Tinder?
Okay, like you didn't know. My picture's on there.
Oh. What? Wait.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
You guys matched on Tinder? Wait, so you are talking to Tiffany on Tinder?
That's you?
No!
Hold on.
Yes,
wait.
That's me.
How would you not know that?
How, what's going on?
What do you use a different picture on Tinder? Like, do you look different?
It's like Photoshopped or something.
It's called FaceTime.
Hold up. Andrew, so you remember sending the dumb text about your underpants,
yeah, that's
right?
Real?
Hey, don't let them say it's dumb. I felt something when she read that, so I approve.
Was that you, Andrew? Did you send a text like that?
Yeah, but to, like, what I thought was a completely different person. It's like she has, like, 30 filters on that photo.
Oh. I think the text is the real problem.
So, Tiffany,
okay, yeah, I dress a little differently at work, and I actually wear makeup in my photos. But we...
Oh, God.
No wonder Tiffany's been hitting on you at work. You're sending her sex every night.
And apparently the underwear comment got her all riled up, and so she's taking it to work with her.
I gotta use it, apparently.
Was that what did it for the granola bar, Tiffany?
I feel like such a jack.
How would you not know that?
Okay. Dude, but have you seen filters nowadays?
That's true. And I will say, I think I look totally different when I get dressed up than I do when I'm at work.
I
get that.
On social media.
Yeah, I mean, those are my best pictures. That's the peak of my appearance, I'd like to think.
Yeah.
So what's happening here is Andrew didn't realize mm-hmm. that Tiffany from Tinder is the same as Tiffany from work because he didn't recognize. I guess she goes by Tiff on Tinder. Is that right, Tiffany?
Yeah.
It is hotter. So I mean, just the name sounds hotter. That would work. So Andrew, now that you know that, doesn't that make you feel a little bit better about this whole situation?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is crazy. Like, my mind is just blown right now.
I'm just shocked that you called a radio station.
I mean, the good news is now we've actually created this possible connection so you guys don't have to just flirt on Tinder anymore. Maybe this is something that could really work out.
I'm just looking at her picture right now, and, like, Tiffany, your hair's different, you're not wearing glasses, like, you look different.
You realize every girl on Tinder is gonna be like that.
It's true.
And not only that, like, are you the guy that gets confused when a person puts on glasses as a disguise?
Brooke's personally offended. Where'd you go?
Wait a second, she's beautiful under there.
Gosh.
What?
I kind of see what he's saying.
Dude,
I
mean, but that's the thing about women. Like, we can transform into many different looks.
Very true.
Okay?
And now I'm feeling bad that you've been kind of treating Tiffany differently at work than you have online. Like,
I know. That must have been so confusing, Tiffany.
Seriously.
I just thought he was trying to keep it, like, professional and being coy about it.
Oh. That makes sense.
Well, Tiffany, whatever to call you, whatever you want me to call you, I don't know. I don't know, I kind of screwed everything up, didn't I?
Well, I guess that depends. Are you wearing any underwear right now?
Don!
Please say no!
Andrew! I mean, it sounds like you didn't completely blow it. I think you need to see where this goes.
It's a misunderstanding.
Maybe talk about it over happy hour after work.
Hey, the drinks thing, you know, bro, the drinks.
I don't normally do this on an awkward Tuesday, but I'm going to offer to pay for you guys to go out to happy hour together.
Wow.
Just for the two of you, because I like how this has gone.
Yeah.
Me too. I think you guys could be cute.
Yeah, what do you guys say?
I mean, this is really embarrassing, but I'm down. I think that makes up for it.
Ooh,
all right. Nice.
Good.
Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, if you bring Tinder Tiff along.
They're the same person, Andrew.
Oh, come on.
I mean, yes. I totally
all
want
right.
that.
Yes. Successful awkward Tuesday. Granola bars all around.
Oh, my God. It's getting hot here.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.